Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's really sad what has happened to me. You know, get to the indie level and not able, all these years of struggle and not receive no recognition for my songs. When I say recognition, I mean I didn't get it to where I could be recognized. Possibly of getting a Grammy, and possibly getting a gold record, possibly of working with somebody in the industry with songwriting on a hit record, or that's when you make it. When you make enough money to make a living at it. That didn't happen. I make very little money from my songs, but what really is shocking is around me there's a darkness about dreams and me being a target. I think some people think that I'm somebody to step on. When I hear them say that they committed ID theft using my name or forgery or say they sampled my music, that's evil. It's evil. But I don't, you know, that's why I tell you from my experiences where I dealt with when I wasn't as aware. So now when I'm so aware of the coming across evil people who are jealous of me, living with criminals, being a victim of ID theft, fraud, a victim of assault, victim of near-death experiences, mugging, all kinds of things, childhood, adulthood, that I always tell you to hang up, you know, to be around positive people. And I can't look at somebody's, what they look like, to know. I can't look at what they look like. But because I had so many bad experiences in my past, there are some people who have, like, a certain tone to their skin or whatever that reminds me of that trauma. It's called post-traumatic stress disorder. But I am able to differentiate that there are people who have that same skin tone who are good. But I have people around me who are not, who are not people to live near or be around. I bought this home in 2004. I wasn't as aware that I would be attracting the sickest people on the planet to me. When every day I hear that they're going to try to pay somebody to make me angry, and they pay to make me press my buttons every day, and I think it's in my building. When I hear them say they have criminal records, they've been in jail for serious felonies, including, been at 20 years in prison, or drug addicts, alcoholics, the ex-cons, they sell drugs, or they're just a dangerous, racist person, Latino, white, who can't mind their business, and black, African-American, yes. That's definitely a case, you know. When this woman, African-American woman, said, I put her on the street, that is, just, and she kept saying it to press my buttons, that is a sign of someone extremely, not only dangerous, but sick. I never owned or had any tenants until I moved here where I'm at, and that was temporarily, you know. I never owned an apartment building, never owned any place where I had someone as a tenant, an African-American woman as a tenant, or family, or whatever, or anybody. And she kept saying that, so that's a delusion. Then I got these black militant racists who didn't like me hanging out with people who are white, and I thought that was racist. I don't deal with people like that. I don't deal with the white supremacists who come around who say they don't like me trying to secede, and it all had to do with me doing what I need to do. But the point is, these people are severely handicapped mentally. They got something wrong with them, and they keep doing this for years. They are very dangerous. And I was told I had to sell my home as the best aspect, and I'm trying to. Some of them even said they were a caseworker. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, what are they doing here? I mean, you know that's illegal in the county. You can't do that. Some of them thought I was a caseworker, which is so crazy. You know, I came out here to be an artist. I didn't come out here to be a caseworker. I never did and never will. But it's important for me to stay away from evil people, regardless of color. I always talk about it. Don't hang around with negative people or crazy people, mentally ill, deranged, dangerous people. Some of the mentally ill are dangerous. That is a fact. Some of the mentally ill. Most people who have mental problems, and I test that because I suffer PTSD from environment, from bad experiences, are just as law-abiding. I think everybody has some form of trauma in their life, some depression or whatever. But most people do not hurt people who have diagnoses. But I dealt with people who have diagnoses around me who are extremely dangerous. They don't know the difference between right or wrong. They don't know how to respect boundaries. They look at my home and they think it's some place that they can trespass or look into or to violate or to whatever. They want me to move. And that's dangerous. That's why we don't want you living in the building no more. I'm not supposed to be dealing with this. So if I don't know these people, I don't really talk about them either because I don't want to, then why are they targeting me and trying to make me angry and trying to come serious against me? They got to be seriously dangerous and deranged. It's important that even where I move to or wherever I go to, who I meet, regardless of what they look like, to be careful who I deal with. I learned that a long time ago. Be careful with strangers. Everybody should know that. Be careful with strangers. Be nice to them. And strangers are people who we don't know. But I also was told basic common sense that, when you're dealing with strangers, be careful. As a child, you had to be careful. You don't want to be kidnapped or something. Because strangers could be dangerous, black, Latin, white people of any race. They could be dangerous. A psychopath is all around us no matter where we go. Most people are not psychopaths. But a psychopath could live near next door to us. And psychopaths do evil things. They do it on a long-term basis. That's what I dealt with. And they are dangerous people. You can call them sociopaths. They're dangerous people. When you know somebody who you don't know and you target them and harass them, a stranger, you're dangerous and sick in the head. That's just basic common sense. You should not be walking around anybody. When some African-American woman targeted me, and because she said I need to stay with my own people, and I don't know her. She's a black racist. She's racist and she's mentally ill, and she belongs in prison. When some Latin guy targeted me in my building, a white person, and I say nothing to them, I don't talk to them, and they don't want me to live here, so they're trying to do things, follow me around and stuff, for years. They are dangerous and sick in the head. It's sad but true. I didn't come out to California for this. I was telling my mom, why did I come out to California? I came to California to be an artist, to live in stability, to go for the dream. I don't want to have some crazy mentally ill Latino or white or black person who's dangerous or been in prison target me who don't know the difference between right or wrong. They lived in a foreign country. They lived in Mexico. Or they're white. Crazy person who don't know the difference. They're from the South, or where they're from South Los Angeles. They moved to Vos. They moved to Landon. They don't know how to mind their business. They're sick in the head. Okay? Then something's wrong with the society if they can't lock these people up in the mental hospital or prison. They're walking around for several years doing the same thing. They've been doing this for, I've been talking about this for 20 years. They've been doing the same thing coming over here. Something is wrong with this picture. Or come from Buffalo, come from wherever. You know I don't hang out with some ex-con who's been in prison 20 years. Now, with the African-American community, they should know that when you have black-on-black crime, that's what white supremacists take on. They use black-on-black crime as some way to say that, you know, blacks are, you know, second class, and that's true. And these people are perpetuating that stereotype. So I don't want to deal with no black dangerous criminal. Unfortunately, in the African-American community, a percentage are. I just watched some black man just try to rob rob somebody, a car dealership. But there are dangerous people, black, white, and brown. Being an evil human being does not discriminate. If you're evil, there's evil in every race, religion, etc. I said I support people of all races. I'm very colorblind. I don't deal with any type of racism, black, white, or brown. Now, when they said sad that I have to hear this every day, they said it's sad for my music. They got 40 grand from it. Sample my rock music, pop music. I gave them no permission. I told you I don't want to talk about that because it's on copyright. It's been published. It's official. I haven't gave no more authorization to sample or use my music. But they went ahead anyway. If they put me, they said they put signatures. That's fraud. That's a felony. It's sad that I dealt with this for a very long time. It really is. So the best explanation is to try to move. It's to try to move. So I'm trying to put my home up for sale so I can live in a neighborhood where a decent human beings.
No, especially dangerous.
So if people have dreams out there, as I said, regardless of where they come from, I always tell them to go for their dream. Because the problem was that these people did not were jealous of me and did not want to see me reach the American dream of being successful in the entertainment industry. They did not want to see me make it in music because they wanted to manipulate me or be jealous of me. They did not want to see me be an attorney because they're evil and they're jealous and they're dangerous. That is the reason why I'm very concerned about the Los Angeles city. And I'm glad that Los Angeles is a very liberal area, but they need to have a power base to put dangerous people who live in condos, condominiums, apartment buildings, or houses to be locked up so they don't hurt me or you who know how to mind our business. They already have a law that putting homeless people or mentally ill people who commit crimes behind the hospital or in conservatorship, extreme situations. But they need to do something with the other elements. When I see a crackhead or a sick person keep coming over here trying to press my buttons who live next door to me or who lives in my neighborhood constantly for over several years, there's something wrong with the system when they can't lock these people up because they are too negative and too dangerous. Again, I did not come into Los Angeles to be anything but an artist. Unfortunately, the artist, I never made it. And one of the reasons, because these people have made up lies. They said they lied in the industry about me. They even said they followed me to the Society for the Composers, making up lies about me. That's how evil these people are. So it's important that I take care of myself. I mean, I can't keep calling the police, and I can't file a restraining order. I have to sell my home within the next 2 or 3, 4 years, 5 years. It's going to be sold. But I have to protect my music. I was told that in the industry, a copyright is protection. I could sue, copyright claim it. I have my name on a copyright claim it for all the songs I release. Publishing, I own my material. You can look on ASCAP or BMI. But when someone keeps saying something to press my buttons, I'm dealing with some psychotic person. So I'm trying to be good. You know, I'm a good person. I mind my business. I don't want to deal with no psychotic criminal who can't mind their business. My home is going to be up for sale, regardless of where I go. I might even leave town, and I would be happier. But in the meantime, while I'm trying to look for another place to live, it's important that I stay safe. And I stay, and I, you know, no matter how long I live here, you know, who knows? Maybe things will change and I stay here longer. I don't think so. I don't want to stay here, you know, time for a move. But one thing I know, I need to stay safe. Be good to my fellow man. Protect myself. Don't hang out with evil people. But, and be careful, everybody, of ID theft. They do ID thefts all the time. I even had these evil people make up stories that I was a criminal, racial profiling. They lied to people saying that I was a drug dealer. They lied to people that said I was, they lied to people and said that I was involved, and that was not true. So when I sell my home, I'd be safer. But in the meantime, when emergency happens, I will call the police, but I have to do it when emergencies. I cannot do it all the time. Just look for another place to be safer and to stay away from evil people. And I can never forgive when somebody hinder me from trying to be a successful, being a lawyer, or trying to be successful in the music industry. That's no forgiveness. That's my dream. I would never do that to know someone who's trying to hinder me or trying to make me move or try to follow me around, press my buttons, pay people to press my buttons because they're evil. But the system has to change to make sure those people get locked up so they don't hurt a law-abiding person who have dreams like me and you. It's sad, but happens. Yesterday I cried a little bit because my dream didn't happen yet. And it's okay for men to cry. It's okay for men to express emotions. That's normal. Well, again, when I say normal, I mean healthy, stable. It's healthy, it's stable. There is, you know, in general, there's no such thing as normal because on the philosophical level, we all got different personalities and different ways of life. So there's no such thing as normal in general on the philosophical, cultural level. But when I say normal in this regard, in this conversation, it means being stable. It means being healthy. Being good to myself, being good to my fellow man, regardless of where they come from, stays away from crazy, insane people, criminals, protect myself. So when I sell it, whenever it will be, because I'm not rich, but I have to sell it so I can buy another one, I would be happy. It's sad, but this is what happens. Good day, but good night from Dove Knight.